This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you could pick one day from your childhood that you could go back to and relive, what would it be? You get to pick one day, but the good news is you get to go back from your childhood. That question, if you could pick one day, from your childhood to go back to, what day would it be? Was posed to me by our youngest daughter, Haley, who is a eighth grader, a youngster, playing old floor hockey last night, having a grand old time, and she asked me that question, and boy, did I go on a journey. I could not pick one. I was throwing out all kinds of ones. I was thinking about other things. We just got done with floor hockey. We're doing a little cleanup downstairs in the basement. And I found her myriad of, you know, plates and dishes and different things from all the things the kids do in the basement when they're watching TV and having a good time on the steps. And I remember a story that my dad told me that I barely remember all the details of from his childhood. They had some puppies, and the puppies were in the basement. And he went down these wooden stairs, and there was some glass, I think like mason jars or something like that, on the steps. And these puppies came up, and they tripped my dad, and he lost his footing, went all the way down the steps, and he landed on the broken glass. And he actually ended up cutting up his leg pretty bad. And he went off to the Children's Hospital in the Twin Cities and spent the better part of a year down there. Had very few visits because, you know, folks were quite poor and not an easy thing to go into the cities. But it really shaped his whole life and childhood, you know, because he told a lot of stories about being alone in that hospital, how tough that was. And then to come back and, you know, miss school and miss your friends and miss all the things that you missed. And so, you know, that's my first one after she'd asked, was like, I wish I could go back and sort of know that whole story and how it happened, because I forgot so much about it. Of course, he's passed away years ago. But, you know, then in my own mind, I'm like, oh, what would it be? What would I do? Todd, you and Manny, you get to answer this question, too. And now, in the middle of all this, my head is also swirling, as it does often on a Sunday night, about all the things that are going to happen in the coming week. Right, you're kind of getting ready, you know, in my mind is my schedule and where I'm going to be and all the different things that we have to cover for the show and different, you know, responsibilities from the company that I need to do and where I'm going and everything else. And I thought, you know, isn't that fun? That one question send me on a journey. And maybe we ought to just ask the audience the same question. We'll cover James Comey, you know, testifying before the House Intel Committee. We'll cover Judge Gorsuch up there looking to be our next Supreme Court Justice. We'll cover Senator Hoeven a little later on in the program today, talking about the budget and the legislature and all the things that are going on. We'll cover it all. We'll be at BSC on Thursday for a UAS event. We'll be at the University of Mary Friday ahead of a very busy weekend there. We'll cover it all. We'll get to all of it. But sometimes you just need to set aside that frantic kind of crazy pace and just think about something a little bit fun. A little bit fun. So, I ask you, if you had to go back, you got an opportunity to go back one day in your childhood to relive, what would that day be? Todd, do you have one? Todd, the radio god Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Makes the show go. There he is.
Loaded question, but there was the...
Why is it loaded? So many answers?
There's so many. Like you say, there's how do you narrow it to one, right? But there was the girl in summer band between 6th and 7th grades who 29 years later I would end up asking me to marry me.
Oh, wow.
And
that's pretty good. That's pretty good. 6th grade, between 6th and 7th grade.
You ever have one of those just deer-in-the-headlight moments and you just kind of remember that instant the rest of your life? I mean, I got a bunch of those, but that's one, and I wouldn't mind reliving that one, I guess. I got some that are less pleasant that I hope I never do relive, but I mean, how do you narrow it to one? No, you're right. I mean, it's tough. And plenty of good spring and summer memories and winter memories of riding a sled into a tree in St. Paul twice when I never went again.
I wish I would remember more. I remember one time in like kindergarten or first grade where my mom had to come and tie my shoes and I bawled like a baby because I was so embarrassed. I remember that. That was a school memory. And then I remember third grade, some girl took a pencil and just jammed it into the top of my hand.
Ow.
Like sitting on the decks next to me, just, you know, yeah.
I'd rather relive my girl's story than your girl's story, I think.
Right, exactly.
And then, you remember it, right?
Then I, you know, a sprinkle here from fifth grade, and I just don't remember. I do remember intramural basketball in high school, but not a lot of things. I don't. So
wow.
It's hard to pick out those things that really just stick with you. Manny, do you have one?
Sure. It actually goes back to, I was more so a teenager than a child, but I figured this still qualifies. My dad was broadcasting independent baseball down in Central Tennessee, and I went down there to stay with him for the summer, and I actually got to be his color commentator for one of the baseball games that he was broadcasting during the summer.
Oh,
so that was
nice.
That was a pretty cool
moment. That is cool.
Yeah.
That is cool. That's
and I actually knew what I was talking about, and he was kind of flabbergasted that I knew what I was talking about. He was kind of shocked because he wasn't expecting his 14-year-old kid to be
you were good
breaking down the game pitch by pitch. You know.
Oh man, that'd be on ESPN today, right?
Probably.
That'd be big news. So that's a good one. Actually, it was one of the ones, the handful that I thought of when Haley asked me, Dad, which day would you pick? Because my dad was covering, I can't remember if it was Legion baseball or high school baseball or what. It was at Midway Stadium in St. Paul. I remember that.
Yeah.
And the Montevideo Mohawks or one of the Legion teams must have been in it. And he was doing the games. And I was there. He was doing the game. He didn't want me on the radio. But I was, we got the giggles. He's on the air doing the play-by-play. And literally we got the giggles so bad that we, you know, he's like covering the microphone and trying to compose himself, right? And then go back and say, hi and outside, you know, and then he'd laugh again and it was, but I feel like I never laughed so hard as I did that time. Right. That was
what brings up all another discussion of it, because anybody who's been in radio for any length of time has that one story about having the giggles so bad. And you had it then. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was a dandy. I think I instantly thought of when she asked the question was when my little brother was born. I was born in 64. He was born in 76. So I'm 12 years old and you're getting a little brother. And I just remember being so darn excited. You know, my parents brought me along and, you know, I was there and the doctor comes out and my dad and I'm like kind of living this whole thing with my dad. I remember that he woke me up and I felt like I'd slept 15 minutes and I just flew out of bed and, you know, off to the hospital we go. So, you know, that's one of them too. There's so darn many of them. I'd love yours, folks, if you don't mind. Just a little bit of a diversion today from all the things going on. Just for the, you know, first couple of segments, we have other stuff to do as we get going on later on in the program. 800-228-0550 is that toll-free telephone number. You can text them in, which is Todd at 701-226-8503, me at 367-2054. You can call us at 800-228-0550. You can do what John did. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. He says, I honestly can't pick one day, as they were all so good, but often harken back to the days when we lived a more simple life with more basic desires and requirements. I distinctly remember summer days when all we did was play outdoors, ride bikes, eat lunch at the picnic table. No internet, No social media. Neighbors and friends visiting at random intervals just because nobody had real plans. Life was easy. And although I grew up in a family without much money, I always believed we were rich beyond measure because we had what we needed. A 900-square-foot house, a used car, food on the table, and a family around it. Life is still good.
Can't argue that.
Life is still good, but it is far more complicated than what we need now, which seems so excessive by the standards of yesteryear. Good question, and fun to think back, says John. Yeah, great email. Oof, really good email. Unbelievable. And I couldn't agree anymore. Could not agree anymore. You brought me back to a few ideas, a few memories right there. Remember Kick the Can? Oh, we played Kick the Can forever in the street. Does anybody play Kick the Can anymore? They all have their phones. I don't want to turn into a fuddy-duddy. I just want your good stories. Call us, Dean and Bismarck, Roger and Fargo, when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Now's the time to make the switch to a rewarding career with a top-notch company. Get to know MBI at the Dickinson Job Fair at the BAC on Tuesday or the Williston Job Fair at the Grand Hotel Wednesday. MBI has openings for wireline operators and engineers, workover rig supervisors, operators, derrick hands, floor hands, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, water transfer techs, and more. Meet the team and learn about MBI's excellent pay, great benefits, and advanced opportunities. Dickinson and Williston Job Fairs or online at MBIEnergyServices.com or follow us on social media, too.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Killdeer, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. The guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat.
Yeah, we lost Chuck Berry over the weekend, and I felt old because my daughter, when I said, "Oh no, Chuck Berry died," she goes, "Is he related to Brad Berry?" Never mind.
Did you think Chuck was going before Keith Richards? Because there's a certain irony to Keith Richards even still being alive.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
And the fact that he, you know, he fell out of a tree once a few years ago, Keith Richards did. Now, wouldn't that have been the ironic way for him to have died? Falling out of a tree. But no, even that didn't do it. Whatever.
A bunch of 30s all around the state. 37 about the warmest in the Grand Forks. There is a few 20s. Botno, come on, warm up Botno. We're going to go back and warm up Botno one of these days. So that'll be coming before you know it. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at the Northwest Landowners Association. Later in the program, our Legislature Today segment, we'll be chatting with Troy Coons from the Northwest Landowners Association and a member of the North Dakota House on the Department of Environmental Quality proposal. So look forward to that. Chris Berg will be here from Point of View, and Senator John Hovind will talk budget as well coming up here in a little bit. We are, as I mentioned, brought to you by the Northwest Landowners. You can find out more about them at Northwest Landowners, their website, nwlandowners.com. They are all about creating a network of information on issues as they pertain to mineral owners, landowners, operators, or occupants. They share and discuss the development of resources, including wind. They become educated, help maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals in a responsible manner. If you're a landowner in North Dakota, please consider joining Northwest Landowners Association. Cost is small, benefit is large, and you get access to premium information from the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website, assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights, the benefit of a lobbyist representing Northwest Landowners at the legislative proceedings, and a lot more. NWLandowners.com. Hearing underway in the House Intelligence Committee. James Comey is there. The chair out of California said there was no wiretap on Trump Tower, according to the information they have now, but other surveillance on Trump or his associates has not been ruled out. James Comey is going to testify on that, the FBI director, here in a little bit. We'll keep you posted on all of that as we go throughout the program. So if you could go back to one day in your childhood, what day would it be? Dean Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello, sir.
Yes, this is Dean.
Yes, Dean.
Am I on?
You are, yes.
Okay. Hey, I got one when I was probably in the third or fourth grade, and back then for Christmas you could exchange names. And for Christmas, this one kid, his name was Kenny, everybody wanted him to get our name because we knew we would get good presents from him. And here that year he got my name, and here when opening up the present, here it was a holster with two pistols on it. And oh my goodness, does that make the rest of my life?
So you were that was A-OK on your wish list, huh? You like that?
Oh yeah, that was when I was talking out, he had my name. It was like, oh man, you think I could wait for that day to open up the present when he got me? Holy fuck.
So now, is he a relative or a friend or a neighbor?
No, it was just somebody in school, just another contact.
Oh, school, okay. But he always brought the good stuff.
Yeah. We always do. He got his name. That's good stuff, so.
That's a good one. I love it.
They're coming to school giving out a pistol like that. A holster.
Yeah, I don't think that would, I don't think it would be an approved, gift exchange in most public schools these days.
You think?
Unfortunately, but that's a dandy. I can just see your eyes when you remember that. Thanks, Dean. Appreciate it. Roger in Fargo, you're next. 800-228-0550. Hello.
Hey, good morning. Boy, you were right. As soon as you said that, the memory flooded in. But when I was a young boy, I was 9 years old, my dad passed away. So my mom had to work two jobs to support us, two full-time jobs. But I remember every couple of weeks, you know, she'd take one of her weekend days and would take us out to lunch or take us to the zoo or something. And I'll tell you, I'd give anything back for one of those days. You know, I'd give everything I have now, everything I'm ever going to have for just one more minute, you know. So it makes you appreciate what you had back then.
Yeah, you know, I can't think of a meal where, you know, do you think we actually engaged in conversation and talked and listened? I don't know if I did or not. I remember... I would walk home from school, and my mom would have mac and cheese waiting for me. And still love it to this day because that was kind of, you know, the That was the meal with Mom, and it was just her and I, nobody else. And my sisters weren't able to be home. My little brother was either not born yet or a baby. And it was just that kind of mom-son special time when you'd sit down there and have a meal. But I wonder now, I mean, so it'd be fun to go back, actually know what kind of conversation you had, right?
Yeah, no, the meal didn't matter. It was, and you only learn this as you get older, but it's just the time with her that mattered, you know?
No kidding. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, okay, that thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Roger. Thank you. 800-228-0550. Here's a text that I remember being about 6 years old, sitting in the car on the driveway, waiting to head to the lake. My dad came out and said, it's going to be a few more minutes. We have to go buy some dirt bikes. We didn't go to the lake that day. Instead, I learned to ride that dirt bike by doing laps in the backyard all afternoon. 6 years old, that's pretty good. When my mom got home from work, I was so excited to show her how I could ride. I started out great, but then I ended up crashing into the fence. Dirt bike was fine, but I sure was embarrassed. Luckily, she was only worried about me being okay. I'd go back to that day. I would, too. Yeah, for sure. We're going to the lake? Maybe not. We're going to go buy some dirt bikes. Here's another one. I would go back to 1977 when I was 7 years old, the day before my dad passed away. Spend the whole day with him on that John Deere tractor that I used to ride on with him. Love you, Dad. Yeah, wow. When you've lost a loved one early, that's tough. Want all those moments back. Good comment. 800-228-0550, or you can text us, Todd, at 367-2054. 226-8503. Another texter says, I love how the FBI can't figure out the tapping of Trump or anything with Hillary's emails, but they found Tom Brady's jersey overseas.
Well, we got our priorities, you know.
That is pretty funny, isn't it?
Gotta make sure we have that one.
Yeah. Another texter, wasn't Comey the guy who said Hillary was guilty but didn't want charges leveled on her? Yeah, I don't know. He's just speaking here a little bit. We'll see what he comes up with. All right, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. One day in your childhood that you could pick to go back to, what would it be? Tell me. I have to tell you what Haley's was. She told me finally, too.
Come on. We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Vinod's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørhavn. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good.
Love it back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. What do we want, folks? We want innovation. We want progress. But we don't want that at the cost of our environment, do we? No, of course not. We want technology that protects the environment. There's a lot of it out there. And the men and women to wield it responsibly. We want a North Dakota that we can pass on to the next generation. With natural beauty and economic strength, we want all this and more. And you know what? North Dakota's oil and natural gas makes it happen. For North Dakota, for the United States, we are the energy of North Dakota. 27 before the top of the hour. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Back to the phones in just a second. James Comey, the FBI director, has just moments ago taken to the podium. Let's see what he's saying here.
Your oversight of our work and how much we respect your responsibility to investigate those things that are important to the American people. Thank you for showing that both are being taken very seriously. As you know, our practice is not to confirm the existence of ongoing investigations, especially those investigations that involve classified matters.
Unless Hillary's.
But in unusual circumstances, where it is in the public interest, it may be appropriate to do so, as Justice Department policies recognize. This is one of those circumstances. I have been authorized by the Department of Justice to confirm that the FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. And that includes investigating the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts. As with any counterintelligence investigation, this will also include an assessment of whether any crimes were committed.
Yeah, it's pretty much what we expected was going to happen. So, let's get back to the phone here. Where did Joe go? Is there a Joe, that, or did I dream that? All right, Fred's next. I just take him in order. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Big question for another few minutes this hour. One day from your childhood, you get the special treat of going back to that day. What would it be? What would it be? You tell me. I forgot to tell you guys. So I went on this journey, as I talked about earlier, once Haley, our daughter, asked me that question. And I'm thinking of all these different times, you know, my brother. Actually, she got mad at me after a while. I said, you just got to pick one. Because I'm like, well, my baptism, because that's where your faith journey really truly starts. You go back there and, but I couldn't pick one. I just was so, and I don't know, half hour later I came back and I said, Haley, I forgot to ask you, what's yours? You asked me the question and I had 15 answers. What day would you go back to? And she had a T-shirt on, and it was a T-shirt from last year's Frozen Four in Tampa, Florida, where UND won its eighth national championship that she was lucky enough to be at. And that was her day. She'd pick that and go back to that day. She just loved being in Florida and seeing the hockey game and watching the game. And, you know, her buddy, the neighbor girl, was there and just was, you know, everything was perfect. So what day was just perfect as a child that you want to return to? Tell me. 800-228-0550 or text us. Todd at 226-8503. Me at 367-2054. Some great stories today so far. Enjoy hearing them. Fred in Newburgh, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Hey, good, fine, thanks. Hey, I just had a comment here. You know, we keep hearing about the Russians trying to influence our elections and all these investigations and all this. And I really think who needs to be investigated is Donna Brazil and Hillary Clinton. And if you talk about trying to influence election and she is feeding her questions before the deals, I go, I think that's where the investigation needs to be.
Yeah, although that's not illegal, is it? I hear you. It's unseemly, and I saw that Donna Brazil recently said that she will regret that as long as she lives. So she's finally come to terms with the fact that she did it, because there was initially lots of remember, wasn't she on with Greta Van Susteren and just arguing about it and trying to evade it, and if she'd owned up to it early on, it probably would have been better, but. I don't think that's necessarily, that's not necessarily illegal. And, of course, a lot of those emails, the reason we know that, you know, the Democratic National Committee was hacked, okay? That wasn't like classified material. It was just on somebody's server. And same with Hillary. We don't know how much came from Hillary's server.
I didn't know, like, exactly what's illegal or not or you know, when you look at, usually giving someone some questions wouldn't be illegal, but, I mean, I didn't know if there's anything in the law that said, hey, if you are trying to influence an election, if that met a different standard, see what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So, anyway, that was my comment, but.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean, if Donna Brazil should be trying to do that as a campaign operative, although in a lawful manner, but, yeah, I mean, look, I don't think Russia is lily white. I think Russia is trying to do everything in their power. But the idea that somehow, you know, it's a Trump calling Putin, hey, take down Hillary thing. Who are we kidding? I mean, Trump is going to be way tougher on her than she would have. So it isn't like they are hoping for him as an adversary over her. Who are we kidding? You know,
yeah, I agree with you.
This kind of crazy. I think it's just honestly a way for Democrats. It's sort of like the 2000 election. Remember the whole Chad thing and Al Gore and the Supreme Court? I mean, it was the court's fault. It was the Chad's fault. You know, it was the candidate's fault, okay? And in the end, you lost, you move on, but they can't do that. They just can't. I mean, Hillary ran a terrible campaign. They can't come to grips with that, so they got to blame Russia. They got to blame, you know. It's just a fool's errand. I don't know. It's kind of pathetic.
You hit her on the head, and I wish they'd get back to the business of the people instead of just, it's all politics, politics, politics. So,
yeah,
anyway, I appreciate you taking my call.
I appreciate you calling, Fred. Thank you. Let's go to Roseau, Minnesota, and Bev. Hello, Bev. What's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. My favorite memory is of my grandmother. My grandparents raised me, and Grandma was there for everything for me in any situation, in all situations. And my memory is not one that I want of her serving me. It's when I was there for her worst day of her life, when my grandfather died, the day he died. And if I could go back and be there for her again, then I would do it. Oh, I'm starting to mist up. But that's what I would want to do, is go home and be back there again for Grandma to help her through the worst day of her life. Because she was there for every good thing and bad thing in mind.
And you're saying you were there that day?
I was there from when Grandpa died at the hospital, and then I stayed the night with Grandma. In fact, we even slept together in Grandma's bed. We prayed together, and, I mean, I was there to help her through the very worst day of her entire life.
Good for
you. And that I would never trade for anything.
Good for you. That's so great.
That's my favorite. Yeah, it's not a favorite memory, but it's a favorite service that I repaid to my grandmother in thank you for everything that she ever did for me.
I love it. That's great, Bev. Appreciate the call. Thanks so much. 800-228-0550. A couple have come in on our when you call us, I haven't mentioned this in a while, but when you call us, you have an option of pressing 1 to leave a message or 2 to chat with us live on the air. So whatever is easiest for you, if you just want to leave your comment, that's good to go. Let's go pick one of those, Todd, would you?
Well, apparently I'm a lucky person. I choose to remember the good things of my childhood, even though I'm sure there were others. But I had so many, I can't pick one. And being an Irishman and recently experiencing that on Friday, I wish that upon everyone else. Have a great one.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah. You know, it's just that time when you were just a kid, you know, like the emailer talked about, those times when you remember playing over and over and over again, you know? I mean, there's plenty of them. Just got to think about them. So hopefully we helped you do that a little bit. Another off-air call on a different topic. Go ahead and roll that.
Yeah, you know, with this Comey stuff and intelligence and all that stuff, they're just going to blame the Russians for everything, which they've been doing for, what, 6 months already or whatever? Blame the Russians. That's all they're going to do. They're going to put on a big show. Blame the Russians. Blame the Russians for this. Blame the Russians for that. That's all they're going to do. Put on a big show for the United States to brainwash the American people. Hey, we got you. Boy, oh boy.
Had to get the old boy, oh boys in there. Otherwise,
okay.
You know.
Sharon and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Sharon, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi there. Go ahead.
Okay. Good morning.
Morning to you.
Yes, I am. I'm here.
I can hear you loud and clear. Tell me your story, Sharon.
I was just going to comment on one of my most memorable days as a child. And I'm going back to when I was 10 years old. I was crazy about horses. And I saved all my birthday money to save up for a horse. And I rode the bus to school every day. I was born and raised on a ranch in Iowa. I should have mentioned that. But rode the bus to school every day. And along the fence row coming home, I would walk the last half mile. And there was this field full of mares and colts. So I would pack apples and carrots in my pocket every day to go to school. And when I would come home, I would feed this little colt that would come up to the fence these apples and carrots out of my pocket. And he just became such a little friend of mine. And anyway, one day I walked over to the neighbor who owned these colts, and I gave him $30 to see if I could buy this little half Arabian colt that he had. And he accepted that money, and I took a little lead rope and halter with me and trotted him home. And when I got home, Dad's like, "Where did you get this little colt?"
Hang on a second, Sharon. Hold that thought 1 second. We're on a break. We'll come right back. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields and giving you choice at the pump every time. PetroServe USA, home to the 4-for-4 deal, all day, every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, breakfast pizza in the morning or your choice of toppings in the afternoon, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, Four items, $4 all day, every day. It's the 4 for $4 signature special at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come inside and take advantage of Deli Express Double Charm Broiled Deluxe Sandwiches, $1.99 each. Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 89 cents each. Assorted Dots are delicious and only 89 cents each. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars, standard size, 69 cents each. King size, $1.09 each. Or the Jack Links, 2.85-ounce bag jerkies, $3.99 each. Or Giant's 5-ounce pistachios, only $2.99 each. All at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. 90% of people will survive if they're shocked with an AED within 3 to 4 minutes of a sudden cardiac arrest. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of equipping your business with an AED.
That 3 to 4 minute time frame, that's why it's important for businesses out there, especially if you have public coming through your door. Really important to have one. And make sure that you have people on staff trained in CPR as well, because they can actually start CPR on that person and keep the blood moving that has oxygen in it until that AED gets there to help them.
Get your staff trained so they can be the help in a cardiac emergency. Schedule a private CPR course at your business today. Go to www.ndsc.org for more details. That's ndsc.org.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have run the chapel.
Hey, Chuck Berry died.
Who? They love Chuck Berry. The old folks.
Who's that?
To show you never can tell.
I remember. Todd remembers.
My golly. A lot of hops where I was playing a few Chuck Berry tunes, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
There's a whole lot of cool. Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour on the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's On Your Mind? We thank you for that, by the way. Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. We shipped out a pillow to a lucky winner on Friday after you sent us those St. Paddy's Day photos of folks wearing green while you're working. That was so darn fun. We ended up getting over 50 pictures in a couple hours' time. Had to just pick one out of the hat. And the girl that won was hauling corn between, I guess, Fargo and Jamestown. So I lived in Fargo, but working in Jamestown on the farm and listening while they're working. And we couldn't thank you enough for that. And look forward to getting an update on how much better you sleep once you get that pillow. And for all of you that lost, I wouldn't give up the good night's sleep just because you didn't get a free pillow, because the price you pay on a MyPillow is worth it. I'm telling you, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, he had problems sleeping. Flip-flopping all night long, wake up with a sore neck and a headache, and that's why he invented this. And they've sold over 25 million of these now. So it's a great deal. In March, we have the March Madness Specials National Sleep Awareness Month. So 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows. Like, if you go to the store, you're going to see, look real close, you'll see it says classic. It's a different brand of pillow. It's a different quality. And this deal is the 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off, plus free shipping for orders over $100. Call this number, 800-506-9028. All the people that texted on Friday, oh, I need a pillow so bad, I really need a pillow. Well, there you go. Make the call. 50% off. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Okay, so Sharon, I'm curious what your dad said when you told him you bought a pony for $30. Did he? Yeah, was it a good deal?
It was a very good deal for me. Probably not so much for the owner of the colt, but anyway, I think I left off trotting down the laneway with my little pony, my little colt, with a halter and lead rope on, and my dad is like, where did you pick up this little colt? And I said, well, I bought him from Lloyd. And he said, well, how did you buy him? And I said, well, with my birthday money, I gave him $30. And my dad said, oh, Sharon, we got to go make this right. So anyway, he loaded me up in the pickup and we drove back over to Lloyd's. And Lloyd said, you know, or my dad said to Lloyd, you know, I heard Sharon got this little colt from you for $30. And Lloyd said, yeah, we made a deal. And my dad said, well, let's make it right, Lloyd, and I'll give you what you need for it. And he said, no. He said, Sharon's big smile and $30 was way more than I needed. So I come home with the baby colt and raised him, and he turned out to be a very, very good barrel horse for me as I grew up, and we just were the best of friends, but that's a day I'll never forget.
That's a fantastic story. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And, yeah, it was pretty neat.
So how many years do you think you did this where you're feeding the horse when you're coming back from school?
It was probably about a 2-month span, from probably the end of August till the first part of October. And when I got him, he was like 4 months old.
So just for that colt, wow. Yeah.
We bonded pretty well.
That's incredible. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a great story.
It is. Thanks for you have a great day, Todd.
You too. Take care, Sharon. Appreciate that. That was great. Awesome stuff. Love it. Great story. See, this is what we needed today, by golly, right? I'm loving it. All right. Let's see here. We had a text about 1806. Is 1806 open 24 hours a day with a pilot car? I left for work at 4 a.m. this morning from south of Cannonball and had to go the other way. Did I miss the communication on this? This detour keeps digging into the farmers' and ranchers' pockets. Well, yeah, I know it does. Sick of it. Going on for 222 days. He says, did we misunderstand something? End of rant. No, that's all right. It's a warranted rant. I don't know what the deal is. We did forward on that text to Morton County to try and get you an answer on that. Let's see here. Rob Keller did get back to me. He said, according to Sheriff Kyle, who just confirmed Highway 1806 is open 24/7 since last Friday at noon. So I don't know what happened, but it is. So hope that helps. Find out something different, let us know, and we'll get you an answer, okay? Another texter on the good memories. Fishing bluegills with my grandfather in a small farm dam with old-school bamboo poles. He passed away 23 years ago when my first son was born. I was a very young lad without any cares back then. Now he's fishing the creeks in heaven. That's a good day to go back. Another, my favorite memory today is being with my brothers and my mom at Dad's bedside when he passed away. Wow. Go back there. Relive that. Being with my brothers and my mom and Dad passed away. If I could go back in life, I'd go back to January 1978, says another. I walked out of my senior year of high school because I was apparently smarter than my parents. as many teenagers think they are. I finished my senior year and graduate with my class. Yeah, regrets. Could fix those too and we can go back. I hear you. Good stuff. Thank you, folks. Those were some fun memories. Enjoyed it very much. Guess I got one more there I didn't get in. I'll get that after the break. Senator Hovind coming up, too. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Little ones are watching, learning, copying, mimicking, mirroring. They're developing their unique personalities based on what you do. When you make a choice to save energy, they will too. Be the lead they want to follow. Visit otpco.com/saveenergy to learn about available rebates. Otter Power Company.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.